This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, last night we had an interesting ending to the Midsummer Classic, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, going into extra innings. But unlike the traditional format where we would just keep playing games, the All-Stars got together and had a swing-off between the two sides.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing-off.
That audio courtesy of Fox. Kyle Schwarber wins it by hitting three home runs in three swings. And this is such an interesting situation because we got a text from Anthony Castrovince, who we had on the other day from MLB.com. A lot of people were asking, and we were asking during the show, why don't we have guys like Shohei Ohtani up there? Why don't we have guys like Aaron Judge showing out for the American League? Well, it's because a lot of these guys apparently are already showered and dressed and out of the ballpark already, potentially. Now, he did not confirm, this is from Anthony, he did not confirm if Ohtani and Judge specifically were out of the ballpark, but he did say players typically leave after they've exited and showered, and yes, are often on flights home. Because you were talking about it, Anthony, there was a big thing online that some people were saying they're already on the planes going back home.
Should they have to stay at the games the whole time?
The people are saying this is pretty standard operating procedure for the starters. Once they get yanked, especially the superstars, once they get yanked from the game, a lot of times they don't stick around for the conclusion of the game. Then it's hard to take the game. Not, it's an exhibition anyway, right?
Yeah.
But when I was young, we did take the game seriously. And obviously, all these games, the NBA All-Star game has become a total farce. Pro Bowl, they've just discontinued it, right? There is no Pro Bowl.
No, they're doing a version of Wild and Crazy Kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's unfortunate. That is something like it's hard for probably Mitch. Did the All-Star game ever truly matter when you, because you're younger than us?
It definitely had some prestige. I mean, some of the most notable ones, the 2008 game at Yankee Stadium. I think the Home Run Derby was more latched on to my generation than maybe the All-Star game itself. But there were some notable games we definitely took interest in.
I think that you can't get rid of the current policy of letting guys go, because then you'll just get more guys saying, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to bow out of the All-Star game. And you certainly don't want to do that, because it's the last All-Star game out of the big three sports we talk about. It's the last All-Star game worth playing.
Well, that's the
so
sort
you don't want to do that.
That's the sort of situation we had with that Jacob Mazurowski. Apparently a bunch of players just opted to not play, and that's how a guy with five career starts, five great starts, albeit, got into the All-Star game.
Well, you sounded like you were mad about that.
I'm not mad about that. Okay. I'm not mad about that. There were a lot of people, though, that I saw on social media, including some players from the Philadelphia Phillies. Nevertheless, We had some other stuff from baseball yesterday, including one former All-Star, Shane Bieber, getting back into action at the Arizona Complex League, having a pretty solid run in his first start back. He was supposed to start a couple of weeks ago over in Akron, but he had what here? Struck out five of the eight hitters he faced. And gave up one hit in that short contest. But a guy like him coming back into the second half against the weaker stretch the Guardians are facing could be potentially big to whether the Guardians are buyers and sellers of the deadline.
Just want to keep him healthy. Got excited last time, and then I got really nervous after he wasn't able to go to Akron. It was very nice to see him out there pitching. Did you bring up the guy he was facing, by the way?
You always mentioned Snell.
Blake Snell, two Ooh. Cy Young winners going toe-to-toe out in Arizona.
How old is Blake Snell?
Old enough to know better.
Twice the age of the batters he was facing? Like, the Arizona Complex League is a ton of young guys.
Blake 32. Snell's, yeah, 32 years old.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jeez. Ain't that old. Yeah, also Cy Young winner. Got batted around, though.
We had, what, 7 strikeouts out of the batters he faced? Or?
I mean, you're either going to be feast or famine against a bunch of kids.
That's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See? Travis Bazzano got a double off him, didn't he?
I didn't check that part yet. I'll have to see.
Well, I'm doing your job for you now. That's incredible.
Are we not on Bazzano watch anymore?
Are we on Bazzano watch or Bazzano watch?
Mitch is doing Lima's job for him. We're just going around the horn here.
One guy that is doing his job is Paul Hoynes, who was on the Cleveland Baseball Talk podcast yesterday and had some information regarding what the Guardians could do at the trade deadline. Says it's likely they may not be moving on from members of their bullpen.
The teams that are inquiring about Emmanuel Class A and Cade Smith, that those guys are not for sale, that they're not going to trade them, that they want to keep those pieces. The sources I talked to, you know, they said they're pretty firm about that. You know, that's coming from the guys, the decision makers in Cleveland's front office.
It was interesting to add Cade Smith into that mix because we've been hearing a lot about Class A, not about Cade.
George Valera, real quick, got a double off of Blake Snell. Travis Bazzana got a double off of Blake Snell yesterday. There you go. Go ahead with what you were going to say about the Paul Hoynes.
Well, I was saying that it's interesting that we're adding Cade Smith into the potential mix now because
I don't believe that at all, though.
Class A been the guy.
I don't believe the Cade Smith would be moved at all on that. At Class A, I think Class A is still always going to be a conversation because there's a shelf life on closers. How long's Emmanuel Class A been the closer now? Is this year 4?
If you want to include the pandemic year, I believe, or the year he got suspended, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, this is about year 4. Usually, we're starting to get on shaky ground here. I think it's been a little bit overrated. I think he's certainly gotten better as time has gone on. But
well, first three
you
weeks
wonder
of the
what
year,
the, what the value is. People, well, first 3 weeks
made
of the
it
year
sound
were
like
rough.
That his career was over.
Well, because of how he reacted last year during the postseason. It's like, man, it was a long winter, and you still didn't kind of clear your headspace there. Yes, and.
Oh, and the last thing I had on the docket here was this clip from Mayor Justin Bibb yesterday on via Channel 5 News, was being asked if the Browns moving affected the plans for the waterfront redevelopment plan.
It's still a very real plan. It just opens up more opportunities to make sure we have the right mix of development, the right mix of public space.
And that is that big multi-purpose space they wanted to have with like the different businesses, the shops, restaurants, and that bridge overseeing downtown to it.
Boy, they're going to get that bridge no matter what, ain't they?
The land
They're
bridge?
Getting that land bridge. Yeah. The one, I like the one with the giant hole that was in the
it's
middle of it.
The portal to the bottom.
The portal to the bottom of Lake Erie.
I still don't understand, especially once the stadium is gone, the land bridge. Like, we do have ways to get, just have to go a couple blocks one way or a couple blocks the other way.
What were
then
they
you
gonna,
can get down to where you need to get to. I have never understood why the land bridge was
land
this,
bridge
this huge debated political topic.
You're going to get the land bridge because somebody has to stand there, and that's going to be the next mayor. It's going to be Blaine Griffin. He's going to yell, "This is Cleveland," and kick people into the hole.
The way that people
that
talk
bridge,
like
man.
It's going to link. This town has been forever severed.
We're but a land once, bridge away.
Once we get the land bridge, it's going to spur all this economic development. It's like, or... Hear me out. You could walk a block and a half to the other side and then continue.
You don't often talk about the Upers of Cleveland?
But then you have to walk a block and a half back the other way.
Oh, man.
So if I'm where the land bridge was going to be, if I'm right in the middle there, see, I got to walk half a block either side, and then I have to go, and then I got to walk half a block back. No, you know what? I'm just going to go to Brook Park. But if you build a land bridge, well, then I'll walk across the land bridge there. As long as there's a giant gaping hole in the middle.
Yeah, and you're right. Where are these people, these people that have been just living there peacefully all these years? Yes. We're going to disrupt their livelihoods. Because once we open up that land bridge, there's going to be too much mingling going on
we'll
in these factions.
We'll bring our commerce and technology to them. It'll change their lives.
They have Wi-Fi? They don't have Wi-Fi, do they, over
no,
there?
No, not over
it.
There.
That's no. It for Ballast Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.